Going good. Blessing how the favor of friends, benefits, and overflow. How are you?
I'm still here living in the overflow, Pastor.
Amen.
Pastor, I had a in our Sunday school lesson, I learned something that you know how we always say, somebody said, give God a high praise. And I will always holler. I know it's just me. I will holler, hallelujah. But you know what, Pastor? When I was looking at in the lesson today, hallelujah ain't nothing but a command. Uh-huh. Telling somebody to praise God. And so that thing, it hit me, Pastor. It made me realize all these many years, give God a high praise, I'm hollering hallelujah. And ain't doing nothing but telling somebody else to praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I say it was an eye-opener for me.
Right.
I said, now I know. I can say, give God the glory. Thank God I can do anything else, but I ain't going to say hallelujah. because think about it, Pastor. You ain't even giving God the praise when you saying hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just tell somebody else to praise God.
That's about like the one that say, praise the Lord, everybody, and they return to them, praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody praising the Lord, they're just telling each other to praise him.
There you go, Pastor. Like I say, it's a learning.
Don't forget.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. Some shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Lord, is in his holy temple, let all earth keep silent before him. I'm glad when it's unto me. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in this day.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Amen. This is the 304th day of the year.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. God has blessed us to be a part of.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The year is just about gone. Just two more months and it will be over.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God, for how he's kept us and how he's blessed us and how he's made a way and keep on making ways. Out of everything the devil's doing, trying to take us all out.
Amen.
God got it in control, and nothing happened that he doesn't allow to happen.
Amen.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But sometimes we can cause things to happen. It's part of his will that he laid out a path for us for us to follow. Praise God. Amen. And if you go down the wrong path, he allow you to. The supper was on that road because you chose to go down the wrong path.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we praise God for it. And then sometimes it's just for his glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we don't know. We just need to be giving thanks for either bringing us out of it, taking us to it or whatever. Just give him the glory because it is his will and his design.
Amen.
And everything's going to work out according to his will.
Yes, it
praise
will.
God. So we praise God for each and every one of you here today. You. Give God some glory on this 31st day of October.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
We thank God for all he is and all he will be.
Amen. Good God.
Somebody give us a sharp number.
It's so good to be here So good, so good to be here. It's so good, children, so good to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. I thank the Lord, Lord, for being here. I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. I prayed a prayer to be here. Prayed a prayer to be here. I prayed a prayer to be here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord for being here. Thank the Lord for being here. It's mighty, mighty good to be here. Glory be to God.
Into our brothers and into the service that we're having today. Come now and take charge of this service, God. Bless us in all that we attempt to do and all that we attempt to do.
Yes,
for your glory and your honor and your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I've already got a scripture for us.
Romans 8, starting at verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law and the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh,
before
sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, but is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Man.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of life because of righteousness.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For that affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scriptures have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back, as he promised, to judge the world and to deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and all eternal life, eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Okay, let's go into our general prayer.
The what, Pastor?
general prayer. Pray for all concerned.
Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity.
Yes, yes, God.
Lord, bless this service, Lord, and mm-hmm. bless the joint union service, Lord. Mm-hmm. Lord, have your way, Lord. We just say thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do, Lord.
Yes,
and Lord,
yes,
bless the man of God that is going to bring the word, Lord. Give him a mm-hmm. word, Lord, that he'll deliver and make free.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Lord, and let us have a receiving heart and a receiving ear, Lord, to hear the word and not only be hearers of the word, but apply the word in our life. And we just mm-hmm. thank you in advance for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So what time is it?
Good news time.
Bless the Lord. Good news time.
Amen.
I'm going to bring you some good news.
Amen.
In this bad news world.
Uh-huh. We need it.
And we're going to invite your attention to the book of Acts, 3rd chapter. Beginning at verse 1.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody there?
Amen.
Acts 3, verse 1. Now Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour.
Mm-hmm.
And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an alms. And Peter, fastened his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. And we'll stop there. I'm going to take our subject from the second verse. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms for them that enter into the temple. We want to talk to you today on this subject, born lame.
Born lame.
Born lame.
Born lame.
This is a condition since they were born with it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes refer to them as birth defects. That is something that you came into the world with. And normally when there's a birth defect, it will tend to stay with you
mm-hmm.
throughout your life. There are some things that have been done now in the modern science that can correct mm-hmm. some of these things, but it still won't make them perfectly mm-hmm. again. And we, as people, we have called things normal and abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
The things that are as God would have them to be. What's normal and abnormal to you,
my Lord,
may not be no abnormal or abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
Something that may be practical for you to do may not be practical for others to do, but then we have seen in this world people that God has allowed to be on earth that have no arms, yet can do a whole lot of things with the feet.
Amen.
Including feeding themselves, changing baby diapers, and everything else. So what it is, God allows it to happen, and they have the opportunity to improve on it or to let it lay still and not develop those skills that they could have. Sometimes people walk around looking just like you and I, but then they can just ball themselves up into a knot. And we can't.
Amen.
That is something that they can use, in my opinion, as an advantage point.
My Lord.
Because there are certain things that will not hinder them from accomplishing because of the way they can ball their body up. Okay. They can just about ball up like a snake. And you designed to be able to do that so you can reach some parts of your body that you can't reach.
Amen.
Especially when your back start itching. And you try to reach it and with your hands they can't reach it.
Amen.
Get up against the wall and rub yourself.
Amen.
Trying to satisfy that itch.
Amen.
But those people can do that for themselves.
Amen. Yes, they can.
And some people have the nerve to say they were freaks of nature. No, they're not freaks of nature. They're just what God wants them to be.
Amen.
He didn't make everybody to be the same. Amen.
No, he didn't.
Okay. He made everyone different. Okay, so that it pleased him.
Glory be to God.
Just like you don't want everything different, you the same yourself.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
You always trying to get something different.
Amen. Amen.
All right. And so this is what we have in our lives. Different things. Different ways of doing things and different ways that we look. Okay, and we're not to form opinions about those individuals.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay, we're not to look at them different than how we look at ourselves.
Amen.
And then we're not supposed to compare them to us. But everybody is different.
Amen.
And since you know that everybody is different, then why are you comparing them?
Amen.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
True.
Okay. Why are you thinking that something is wrong with them? Ain't nothing wrong with them. They're blessed to be here.
Amen.
And they're blessed to be able to do what they can do. It may require you to help out sometime.
Yes.
But that's what God put you here for.
That's right.
To help one another.
Okay.
If it's in your home, and now your home is your body, then you're supposed to take care of that body. Okay? The body's not going to take care of itself.
No, it sure won't.
You got to do it.
Yes.
Amen.
And sometimes God has blessed you with different abilities so that you can bless someone if it's just music.
Amen.
That's true.
It blesses a lot of people and encourages them. Give them a word.
Yes.
You're talking all the time anyway. Why aren't you talking about the Lord?
Amen.
You saying I bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
And guess what? The next line said, his praises shall continually be where?
In my mouth.
But he prays he can't get in our mouth because our mouth is filled with other things.
Yeah,
filled with gall and curses and blessings and blessings and whatever else. But the hallelujah and great praise God and everything else. Developing God's glory here on earth.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Okay. We want his will to be done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so this is a condition that we were born with.
Mm-hmm.
That we were born with the ability to talk. Some people can't talk.
You can't.
Born with the ability to hear.
Yes.
Some people can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Born with the ability to see. Some people can't see.
That's the truth.
So, whatever you name, there's somebody here that can't do it.
Amen.
Okay. And then we got a nerve to complain.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Glory be to God.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you need to look at this situation and give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
God. Okay. In everything in your life, give him the glory. Give him thanks.
Yes.
Because he is taking you through it.
Yeah.
After you got to it.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking you through it.
Amen.
And it may not be a easy journey.
Uh-huh.
So you use what you have.
Amen. That's true.
To do this.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus in his mission. You know, earth, ran across so many people that have birth defects that we would call birth defects.
Yeah, that's true.
Born, some born lame.
Mm-hmm.
Some born with other problems. They can't hear, they can't see, they can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
They can't seem to reason the way we do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't seem to see things the way we do it, but that don't mean that they can't do things.
That's true.
But that once you understand how to help them, then you can help them and get them delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Okay, that the people with autism. Our problem, they don't know what we call the normal way.
Amen.
So once they understand what's going on, they excel what we can do.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we can't judge. We shouldn't judge.
Amen.
Because Jesus said we judge after the flesh.
That's true.
And he don't judge, and he said, I don't judge at all. But if I do, my judgment is true. So if Jesus is not judging, why are you judging?
Yeah, Pastor.
Amen.
Okay. All right. That's the birth defect we got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that we need to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are things that we can help, things that we can change.
Yes, yes.
Things that others can help you with as well.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we get these attitudes.
Yes.
And nobody can tell us nothing.
That's right.
Okay. Nobody can help us with our problems because we are mad with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the world hasn't done anything to you. You just so mad when you think they're doing things to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord, I tell you, my God, thank you.
And so you got to be thankful and everything. Mm-hmm. We told you a few Sundays ago that anything anybody can do to you is bless you. It's the only thing they can do is bless you.
That's right.
Even though when they mean it for your bad, God turns it into a blessing for you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that's why you give him thanks all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see the blessing, but the blessing is there.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
You don't see the blessing because you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
You were born blind.
My Lord.
Okay. Not that you don't see it, the physical view that you just can't see it from what God's perspective. Okay. And so, as someone once said, you can't see the forest for the trees.
That's right.
Okay. So you got to learn to think the way that God said you ought to think. Nothing is impossible for all those that believe in God.
Amen.
All right. And God is in them. With him, nothing is impossible for you because God can do all things.
Yes, he can.
Okay. Without him, nothing can be done.
Tell it, Pastor.
With him, everything can be done.
Amen.
Okay. Now, all these modern things we got now, this is part of that greater works that Jesus was talking about you'll be doing.
Yes.
Because it goes to the Father.
Amen.
And he was going there to release all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So they came into motion and to came into being. And then there seemed to be no limit as to what is possible for us.
Amen.
When Jesus met a lot of people that was born with physical problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our physical problems.
Amen.
Amen.
And that everybody was born with a birth defect.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who said, well, I ain't got no birth defect. I'm normal in every way.
My Lord, my Lord.
You still got a people born with a birth defect.
You sure do.
You may not have it now, but you're born with one.
Great, your Pastor.
Okay. And we will get to that in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're born lame. And it needs to be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in the text, Peter and John went up together into the temple at an hour of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Being the ninth hour. This is around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
My Lord.
And they went to pray. Okay. They went to the temple to pray.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
The temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Now, the Bible doesn't say who this man is.
Mm-hmm.
Just say a certain man. And that certain man could be you. Could be me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A certain person that was lame from his mother's womb. Was carried and laid at the gate of the temple called Beautiful every day.
Mm.
And he had his cup and he's laid there at the gate. They didn't take him to the temple. They didn't take him in the temple.
Mm-hmm.
But it laid him at the gate. The entrance part that ends into the temple's ground.
Mm-hmm.
The gate that swings on hinges.
Mm-hmm.
And they open to go into the grounds of the temple. They laid him there.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, when we go to pray, when we go to worship,
mm-hmm.
never get past the gate. We get go there to the temple. Our bodies go in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But we stay out of the house.
Model.
We're at the temple. But only at the gate.
Amen. Hello.
We're just at the gate. Mm-hmm. And we can't get in because of the different things that we go in with.
That's true.
We go in with our heavy load.
Mm-hmm.
And we come out with that same heavy load.
Amen.
We go in with doubts.
Yes.
We go
yes.
in with attitudes.
Uh-huh.
We go in with problems.
Amen.
My Lord.
It seems to keep us down.
Mm-hmm.
And we never got in the temple.
Well, it's so, my Lord.
Because when you get in the temple, you'll be delivered. Uh-huh.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You get in the temple, you'll be made free.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, you shall know the truth.
Amen.
And the truth shall make you free.
Make Amen. You free. Yes.
So we need to get in the temple.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
All right. This man holding his cup out saying, alms. Alms. Alms for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for the poor. We have people standing on every corner just about there.
That's true.
Hanging out, holding out that temple, that temple, mm-hmm. That cup. Waiting for someone to put some money in the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the street saying they're hiring.
Uh-huh.
But they say they're homeless, jobless.
Mm-hmm.
But right down the street, around the corner,
glory
somebody's saying I don't have enough employees.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for one thing, but needing another.
Yes, yes, my Lord.
All right, so the man had made him at the temple.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't give going in the temple,
mm-hmm.
perhaps they would have hearts have been touched while in the temple.
Man. That's right.
Praying. So mm-hmm. when they come back out, they would give him something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he had two opportunities for the person to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
Either going in.
Yes.
Are coming out.
That's right.
You can have these blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Either going in or mm-hmm. coming out.
Amen.
He's there to give.
Yes, sir.
And satisfy your need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you delight yourself in the Lord, he's there to give you the desires of your heart.
Of your heart. That's what you see.
Hallelujah. And so, Peter and John, as they're going in the temple,
mm-hmm.
the man asked them for alms. And Peter looked on him mm-hmm. and commanded the man to look at him.
Mm-hmm.
So I found the man had his cup up,
mm-hmm.
but his head was down.
Mm-hmm.
We keep our heads down.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yes, yes.
But Lord. The word had invited us to look up.
Look up, my Lord.
And lift up your head.
Head, my Lord.
Oh, ye gates.
Yes, yes.
And lift them up, ye everlasting doors.
Uh-huh.
And the King of glory shall come in. Yeah, lift your head up.
Yeah,
why are you Amen. Looking down?
My Lord.
Look in the gloom.
Amen.
Yes.
Look up.
Yeah. That's right. Look up. My Lord.
For your help comes from the Lord.
Yes, it does.
I lift my eyes into the hills.
Yes.
Come in my help.
Yes.
My help comes from the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Make the heaven and the earth.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Your blessing is coming down.
Yes, yes.
You got to look up to catch them when they're coming down.
That's right.
Or you gonna miss them passing by your hand.
Uh-huh.
So you're looking down, and by you look down your thing, own thing, and you stay down the belt, less of them got to your feet, and you can't reach down uh-huh. and get it.
Uh-huh.
Look up.
Look up.
Glory be to God. Uh-huh. And so Peter said, look on us.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
And the man looked up and he gave heed unto them, expecting them to receive, to give him something.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for them to give him them some money.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps he looked up because he knew that this must be some big money to give him.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't want to put it in my cup.
My Lord.
They wanted to give it to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking up to get that big money.
Yeah.
You need to look up for that big things coming from the Lord.
Amen. Uh-huh.
You need to look up for the little things that's coming from the Lord.
Yeah.
You need to look up for everything coming from him, because all your help
comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
You need to keep on looking.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you ask them for, keep looking for it.
Amen. That's right.
Keep on believing. Keep on trusting.
Yes.
Everything will be all right.
Yes, it will.
Then Peter said unto the man, money?
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to give it.
Mm-hmm.
We're poor like you.
Yeah.
We were fishermen.
Uh-huh.
And we gave up that job to follow Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And the only time we fish is for survival. Mm-hmm. We're not making money.
My Lord.
You're looking for some money?
Uh-huh.
You need something else.
Yeah.
So sip and go, we don't have.
Don't have none.
But what we do have.
Uh-huh.
We give it to you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
You want money,
uh-huh.
but you need salvation.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
They say, we need money.
Uh-huh.
We need the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
We need to be thankful for what he's given us.
Uh-huh.
We need to be thankful for what he's already done.
Uh-huh.
Now, said you were born lame. Everybody was born with this birth defect.
That's true.
You're all born in sin.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all born sinners.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're not complete.
My Lord.
You got that birth defect.
Yes, yes.
So you need to get that birth defect straightened out.
Uh-huh.
You got to be like Nicodemus.
Yes, yes.
Go to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
The master. What mm-hmm. must I do to be made whole again?
Yes.
What must I be do to get rid of my birth defect?
Yes.
He'll tell you, you must be. You gotta be born again.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Of the water and of the spirit.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You got to be saved to make it in.
Yes.
You got to be delivered from your sin. Hallelujah. So the man looked on down, and Peter said, we don't have silver, and we
don't have gold.
But we have the word of the Lord to give you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Rise and walk.
Uh-huh.
Look at that now. This man was born lame.
Yes,
he never took a step in his life.
Uh-huh.
But when they took him by the hand,
yes,
he jumped up. God's strength. This man jumped to his feet.
Amen.
Never walked.
Uh-huh.
Never stood alone.
Amen. Yes.
You know how this with babies that got fired to walk?
Yes,
they first got standing on how to stand alone.
Mm-hmm.
When they stand, they fall back down.
Mm-hmm.
But they get back up
mm-hmm.
and cry it again.
Yes. Amen.
We fall down now, we want to stay down.
Yes,
but you need to get back up.
Uh-huh.
You need to get take care of that birth defect.
Yes, that's right.
Get yourself saved.
Thank you.
Show enough saved.
Mm-hmm.
Baptized.
Yes,
the Holy Ghost filled.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in the arms of the Lord. Amen. You need to be in his care. Amen. You need to be, hallelujah, walking and talking in his word, living his word, doing his will, bringing joy and peace to all that you need.
Amen.
The man came with Peter and John walking and leaping and jumping. Hallelujah. And went into the temple. Now, this has been the first time he'd been in the temple. But he got in the temple. He got delivered from his lameness. You need to get in the temple. Stop staying at the gate. Stop staying at the gate. And go in the temple. You go in the temple when you're willing to do the will of the Lord. When you're willing to abide by his word. When you're willing to live by his word. When you're willing to act according to his word. When you're willing to do the will of God. He is in the temple.
Amen.
And be delivered from your lameness.
Amen.
You want to be complaining.
Yes.
All the time.
Amen.
You just need to be thankful for everything.
That's true. Everything.
All right. Stop trying to make God do what you want him to do.
Amen.
He's going to do what his will is.
Yes, he will.
Okay. And what you want may cause you to lose your life.
That's true.
And I'm not talking about your physical life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the eternal life.
Yes.
But we're going to lose the physical life anyway.
Yes, we are.
But we don't need to lose both of them.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
The physical life and your spiritual life.
Yeah. My Lord.
Okay. Peter and John.
Mm-hmm.
Done this. And when the people saw it, they marveled. And they want to give him the glory and honor and the credit.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord, but Peter said, why are you looking at us like this? As if we've done this to the man.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is done by the one that you crucified.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to get it to have him set free. Pilate gave you the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
But now you chose Barabbas, a murderer, in place of Jesus.
Amen.
And you called our Lord to be crucified.
My Lord, my God.
God raised him from the dead.
Yes, he did.
Mm. Hallelujah. And he will raise you out of your lameness.
Mm-hmm.
He will raise you out of your innocence.
Amen. Yes, he will.
And your inconsistence.
Mm-hmm.
He will raise you.
Yes, he will.
But you got to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to trust him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you believe him,
amen.
You still look like the same person.
Amen.
All right. But you'll be a different person.
Amen.
Okay. You still look like you're lame, but you won't be lame.
Amen.
You would have been born again like you told Nicodemus.
Yes, Lord.
Mm. Would have been changed by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Into a new person.
A new person.
And not that old person that you were before.
Mm-hmm.
You have been changed.
Mm-hmm.
So let us start acting like we're changed.
Mm-hmm.
Let us start acting that we are still lame. We're not lame anymore.
Mm-mm.
We've been born again. And that new birth made us whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jesus asked the man at the pool, will he be made whole?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? So the new birth had made us whole.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes us a born-again person.
Amen.
You had to be born again because you were born in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that was born lame from your mother's womb.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Now Jesus gives you opportunity to be delivered and made free. Made whole again.
Glory be to God.
By getting in the word, staying in the word. Whatever you do, whatever action you take, let it be done according to the word.
Amen.
Okay. And do what the will of God says do. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good word.
Yes, it was. To God be the glory.
Benediction. Now may the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, move, and abide with us, dying forth and forevermore. And everybody say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And amen.